Will you just hold these for me, Eric? You can sit, though. Like. Do any of y'all know what a 1-2 combo is? Better known as the 1-2 punch. Your parents are wondering why I'm teaching you about a violent sport in church on Sunday morning right now. So the 1-2 punch is something in boxing where you put together two punches. The first punch is usually a quick jab. Here, you guys stand up with me. Do this with me. But spread out. Spread out. Spread out. You ready? Any left-handed people? Are there any left-handed? Any of you guys left-handed? Bronwyn? No. Amanda? No? Okay. So mine's going to look a little bit different than yours because I'm a lefty. Okay. You ready? So the 1-2 punch is usually a quick jab. Got it? Come on. Give me a quick jab. Come on. Give me a quick jab. And then a crossing punch, which is the knockout. Right. Okay, sit back down. Sit back down. So 1-2 punch. Why do you think they do 1-2 punch in boxing? I just said it. To knock out your opponent, to overwhelm your opponent, to overpower your opponent. Why am I talking about boxing on Sunday morning? Anybody know? Yeah, it's not Boxing Day. Sorry. Over there, the riffraff over there. No. Okay, here's the deal. So if you were in church last Sunday, you heard this amazing story, the story of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit comes upon a group of people with wind and fire and native language. So people, even though they've come from different parts of the world, are coming together and they're able to understand how much they're loved by God in their native language, even though the people didn't typically, normally speak that language. They were mysteriously, spiritually able to speak another language and then to have people understand it, right? Amazing story. That's about God pushing power down into our lives so that we might have a sense of our own belovedness and we might have a sense of our own ability to do good, to spread love in this world. And then this week, what story did we have? What amazing story did we have? What? The story of the earth. The creation story, right? We also know it as the creation myth, and it's this incredible story that we have from the first chapter of the first book of the Bible. And what do we have? We have this pattern of God creating, and God creates in kind of this really interesting way, if you really think about it. God first speaks something into being. So we heard, what we heard read today was, God said, let there be light. God said, let there be light. And then what happened next? Do you remember? This wonderful thing happens next where God speaks something into being and then God affirms the goodness of what's just been created. So God says, let there be light, and there was light. And then God steps back and says, the light is good. 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 What? Good. What? Good. What? Good. Right. And then that goes on and on and on, right? How long was that story that you had to read? So long. How long does that go on? God speaking something into action and then affirming that it's good. It goes on for 35 verses, right? 35 verses. 35 verses. And then what's the last thing that God speaks into being? Do you remember? Do you remember? One of us does. Two of us. I remember too. humanity. The last thing that God creates is us, or at least our cousins. And then what does God say? Do you remember? Yeah, what? No. God says, it was very good. And then God puts us right in the middle of creation and says, it's your job to care for this and co-create in this place and make it a wonderful, loving, life-giving place. So we have these two stories, one of Pentecost and one of the story of creation from Genesis, coming together in two Sundays on church. And we need to get a sense of how important this is for us and for our lives. So we're going to act it out a little bit. You ready? We're going to act it out because these people sitting out here really need to understand. So y'all help me out. You help me out. Who wants to be wind? Who wants to be wind? Come on, get in the game. Okay. How do I know that this is wind? Because it says wind. Everybody knows that. Anybody who can read knows that, right? Who else? Wind. Come on, give me some wind. Get up, grab some wind. Come on, sleepy kids. Get up, get in the game. Let's go. I need some more wind. 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 Who wants to be fire? Fire. Yep, fire. We need some fire. 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 More fire. How do I know this is fire? How do I know this is fire? Because it looks like fire, right? I made this morning at like 5:45. And I texted Catherine last night and I was like, do we have any red construction paper at church somewhere? Because we need some fire. Fire, fire. I got a little more fire left. No? Come on, get in the game. Okay. I need one more person. Here, Eric, you come here. Oh, you're fire? No, you can't be fire if you're going to be this. Give your fire up. Come on, man. So you come over here. Okay. Okay, you guys come over here. Over here. Come on. Come on. Get up. Come on. Get. Go. Go. Okay, when I say, and the wind blew. You ready? And the wind blew. Okay. And the fire flamed. And the fire flamed. And then if you don't have anything in hand, or if you do have anything in hand, the people spoke. I want you to la, 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 la. Okay? Now, Eric, what I want you to do is imagine that this is not a street map of Casper, Cheyenne, and Laramie from Albertsons, but it is a map, a design of the entire universe, okay? So come out here. Now you're gonna have to hold it a little higher up here. There we go. Yeah, you can, we know you're back there. We know you're back there. Okay. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Ready? And the wind blew. And the fire flamed. And the people spoke. Future choir members. And God created the universe. This is happening in 2 weeks. And you, y'all, we are right here in the middle of it, in the very middle of it. No questions. Man, I'm doing my thing here. Come on. So what are we taking away from this? Here's what we're taking away. So in the story of Pentecost, God is pushing this power down into our hands, saying, you are my hands and feet. You are my hearts in the world. And I am empowering you to go out and spread my creativity and my love and my care in the world. And then the church comes back next week, this week, just as a reminder, look, it's for them. It's not for them. We say that it's like a children's sermon and a family sermon, but it's not. It's really for them, okay? Stay with me here. And then the very next week, we get this plan. We have a sense of where we are in the design of this thing. So what happens at Pentecost, or what happens in the gospel message, is not a commissioning. It's not laying on some identity over and against who we were made to be. It's an affirmation of our very being. It's like, you be who you are because God made you to be beautiful and powerful and caring and loving, to be strong and smart and willing to help. And lest we forget that lesson that happens at Pentecost, then we just go back to the map and we say, where are we again? Where are we? We're right in the middle of this thing. So what God is trying to tell us is that you and I, all of us and all of those people out there, were made for greatness. Now, here's the thing that we have to talk about. Here, you sit down, Eric. Let's sit down together just for a second. Here's the thing that you have to get a sense of sometimes, because, you know, life is life, right? So who here feels great every single day? A few of us, right? But not all of us. We don't always have a sense of our power and our belovedness and our greatness, but we have two things that help us remember them. The first, Teddy, what? Not Batman, no. The first is these stories that we have from the Bible. We have these stories that when we read them and when we hear them with fresh ears, when we hear them all over again for the first time, they remind us of our power. And there's one more thing when the going gets tough. There's one more thing that we have to remind us of our greatness. What do you think that is? Not Batman. Batman's like third or fourth. What is it? Look, I'm walking out into the middle of it. People. What is it? Family. What am I standing in the middle of? A church. You kids are smart. And I like that. I'm not surprised. We have the story, and we have a community of people. We have a community of people who, when we are not feeling at our best, will remind us that we, you and I, y'all, we are made for greatness. I want you to keep that in the forefront of your minds this week, okay? What's that? Sort of like Batman, but not totally. Church. Got it. Church. Amen.
Amen.
You can keep your wind in flames.